This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was like a dream, and I was kind of hesitating to do it because of how my family and everybody was going to look at me. But I feel great. And you know how they used to say Jesus first, and Jesus take the word to him, and this, you know.
Direct dialogue. Yeah. No confession box, no going to a priest to forgive your sin, just to the one God Almighty.
No, so I actually been studying for 4 years.
But for like 4 years?
For 4 years.
Somebody paid you, coerced you.
No.
4 years investigating.
I didn't even know what to expect. You know, I was in my car for like 20 minutes. I didn't even know, like, I was shy to come in here, you know? If Allah want to guide you here, just follow him.
Alhamdulillah. We have Adelson Molina here from Ponciana. The brother here. We got in contact about a couple of months ago, and he's been coming periodically here a few times about Islam. He's been interested in Islam quite a while now. And matter of fact, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, we were here throughout the afternoon until evening, until sunset. And he was probably very convinced to take the Shahada, but for some reason, Allah knows best, he was not certain. And we said, take your time, you know, do some more research until you see that you are fully convinced and convicted about Islam. And then when a couple of months went by and we chatted over phones, and finally, yesterday, he calls me and he tells me, you know, he's ready to become a Muslim. I was very happy and alhamdulillah for him, because as we all know, this moves us greatly whenever we know someone to come to fold of Islam, because this is something that is no greater gift than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards somebody with Islam. So today, inshallah, we decided to meet after Jummah tonight here in the masjid in Davenport, in front of the brothers here. And I have here quite a few brothers here in our presence. And inshallah, we will start with a declaration of faith, inshallah, which states that there is no God worthy of worship except the one true God, which is Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God. And I bear witness also that Jesus, the son of Mary, Jesus Christ, is also the messenger of God. And this declaration is that you enter the fold of Islam. Now, we're going to start this, inshallah. Ashhadu.
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 An.
La.
Ilaha.
Illallah. Wa ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna
Muhammadan
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
There is no
true God.
Except Allah.
I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
May peace be upon him.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Messenger of Allah.
Wa ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
And
Isa
Ibn Maryam.
Rasulullah.
And I bear witness.
Jesus Christ.
The son of Mary.
Is the messenger of God. Allah.
This is Allah. Allahu Akbar.
La
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
I'm Eddie, you're 80.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, 80.
Yes, sir.
Pretty close, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me, how was it, what was it that, just in a few words, what was it that led you to really contemplating and thinking about the purpose of life that led you, actually, from all the different religions, you chose Islam?
Man, to be honest, I was a born Catholic. I was born into a Catholic family, so just growing up, I wasn't really understanding what I was praying to. You know, they was telling me there was three gods. You know, I wasn't really sure what I was doing. So, you know, growing up, I was just doing my research, just myself. I had a couple friends who used to take the religion super serious, but, you know, I was a Catholic, so I didn't really see it like that. So after I got into it and stuff, you know, I just thought that it was a reason for me to be here, you know, because it was just out of nowhere that I was just like, you know what, I want to practice the Islamic religion. Out of nowhere, I just came here, and like I said, like I was like, it was like a dream, literally like a dream. It just came to my head of becoming a Muslim, mm-hmm. You know, and now I'm here. And I was kind of hesitating to do it because of how my family and everybody was gonna look at me. My family don't even know I'm here, you know, and I feel great. And I'll feel like they'll feel happy for me too, mm-hmm. for what I did.
So your background is from the Dominican Republic?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of Spanish people from all parts of the Latin community, Spanish community, that we're seeing. There's an influx mm-hmm. of Hispanics coming to Islam for exactly the same reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they are having a hard time identifying with the Trinity, Jesus being God, part of the Trinity. Mm-hmm. But when they come to Islam, the pure monotheism, it really connects with their heart, the yes. oneness, the pure oneness of Allah. Yes. Was that something that really captivated you?
Yes, and I want to be able to, pray to my God, you know, pray to my God only, not just, you know how they used to say Jesus first, and Jesus take the word to him, and this, you know.
Direct dialogue.
Yeah, I want to be directly towards him, you know, pray to him so he can hear me how I really feel.
No confession box, no going to a priest to forgive your sin, just to the one God Almighty,
yes,
Allah,
sir.
Directly.
Yes, sir, because what I'm concerned is we owe his kids, we owe his, daughters and sons, so why wouldn't we be able to pray to him, you know, directly to him, you know?
I mean, metaphorically, yes, but we know now you learn coming to Islam, that's the beautiful thing. When you, for instance, you learn that God doesn't have children, daughters, sons, he's nothing like his creation,
yes.
And this is the way of the fitrah, the natural way. So we want to congratulate you, you know, for coming.
Thank you.
Except, you know, this is a beautiful day, taking your shahada. May God Almighty Allah continue to bless you.
Thank you.
And you've been welcome into the community.
Yes, sir.
A community not just here but close to 2 billion all over the world.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm super happy to be here, man. Like I say, I actually been studying for 4 years.
But like for
4 years. Since I was like 15 years old. I actually started, you know, doing some research on it. But like
on
I
Islam.
Said yes. But like I said, just never took the step. Was kind of afraid of, you know, like the people around me and stuff, how would they look at me? You know, I was young, you know, so. But thank God I'm here, you know. I didn't get lost. Allah guided me here, you know, so.
Nobody paid you, coerced you.
No.
4 years investigating.
Yes, sir.
Using your mind, praying directly to God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
You did your homework and you concluded that indeed this is the way of life from the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yes, sir. And the way just how, you know, the Muslim community just, you know, maneuver, the way they take the religion so serious, and how they always try to do like good things, you know, like they avoid bad things, you know what I mean, always. And and I feel like that's great, you know what I mean. And I can't wait to, you know, actually learn everything. And
one last thing, how did you feel from Sheikh Sammy and the rest of the community, you know, the love, you know, how did you feel being accepted into the...
Man, since day one, they supported me since I came here. Like, you can even ask them. I was super shocked. When I first came here, I was in the corner over there, and I didn't even know what to expect. You know, I was in my car for like 20 minutes. I didn't even know, like, I was shy to come in here, you know? But when I came in, you know, they grabbed me, come over here, sit down with us. Since day one, they showed me love, man. And that's why you guys are great people, all of you guys. And like I said, I can't wait to really come here and really do what I have to do and what I've been waiting for. Because, you know, it's really a dream coming true, to be honest.
And I'm glad I was here to witness that.
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys also, and if you'd like to read the book also that convinced him, that had all the evidences and proofs, you can get your free copy of the Quran at thedeanshow.com. And if you have any questions, you want to learn, call us at 1-800-662-4752, 1-800-ISLAM. We'll see you next time. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
Thank you. And one more thing. Can I say one more thing to the videos? Okay, so everybody, just do what your heart tells you. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. If Allah want to guide you here, just follow him. Like, it won't be the wrong, like, it'll probably be the best decision you guys can make. Don't let people around you tell you what to do. And make sure you know what you're doing. Meaning, like, you make the right decision on what you're doing. And just be safe, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you for sharing that with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. This is your brother Eddie from The Dean Show, and I have some amazing news for you. We just made a down payment and are in contract to purchase this 35,000 square foot facility with over 4 acres to make it the Dean Center. Alhamdulillah, the project includes a masjid, an athletic facility, a live studio for recording The Dean Show and Dawah outreach programs. And as you've known, I've been looking for a no interest owner financing, and alhamdulillah, I found this church property for $2.5 million that will do all of it. I've given a $100,000 down payment to enter into the contract, and $1 million will be paid over 36 months, inshallah, with no interest, alhamdulillah. But right now we need $1.4 million to close on this property, brothers and sisters. Help us purchase this property to build the Dean Center. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you, brothers and sisters.